Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Let's talk a little about our struggling baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, FCC is requiring us to all give our thoughts on what's going on with Jesus Luzardo.
Okay.
Have to.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he was tipping pitches. I don't think
I was hoping he was.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But there is...
By the way, Ike, I was at the vet yesterday, taking Scotchy to the vet for the first three innings of the game. I'm sitting in the exam room, and I look at the score. It's whatever it was. You know, Luzardo.
6-0.
I just text Jack. I'm like, what the hell is going on with Luzardo? Yeah. And he's like, I think he's tipping pitches. I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
Well,
so this is bad news.
Well, it was like, man, because... And against the Brewers, you could excuse it away. Our sabermetrics guy, L.A., told us that the average exit velocity against Luzardo was like 80-some miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were making a lot of hard contact. I mean, yesterday, he was getting smoked.
They're tattooing
the ball. He was getting absolutely killed. And I kept thinking, a guy with this stuff, right, for them to just be jumping all over him, it was like first pitches. Like first pitches, they were having no problems. Like they knew what was coming. I think that what he could be dealing with is dead arm or an injury. Like, I don't think it's tipping pitches. Dead arm could be playing in. He's already surpassed his innings limit, the amount of innings he pitched last year. So maybe there's some fatigue setting in here. The fastball looks a little flat to me, so that's something that they have to work out. But the injury thing is more concerning from the standpoint of some history here. So Todd Zielecki had this stat that the last two Phillies pitchers that have allowed 8-plus earned in two straight starts was Nola in 2016, right before he had season-ending elbow surgery, and then Roy Halladay in 2013, right before he had season-ending shoulder surgery. So the last time this has happened to two Phillies pitchers, both ended their season within a couple of starts. Like, that's worst-case scenario with Jesus Luzardo.
Can I ask you something, though? So I'm looking at Jesus Luzardo's career stats. And let's take away 2019 when he only pitched six games. 59 innings, 95 innings, 100 innings, 178, 66, 72.
Yep.
So he's only had two seasons his entire career. It's been 100 innings or more. Have they been two? So here's a guy with injury issues.
Yes.
And we all see how careful they're being with Painter. Have they been
careful? They've been with, I think, you know, Sanchez. You could say
Sanchez as well.
Yep.
Have they been too aggressive with Luzardo this year from an innings pitch standpoint? A guy who has pitched 72 innings and 66 innings the last 2 years.
72 innings. By the way, in June.
I'm sorry, 72 innings this year, yep. 66 innings last year. 178 the year before, but then 57, 95, 59.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could make the case, sure, but it's also at the same time, like, either you're a big boy pitcher or not. But he's a year and a half away from being paid. Like, if he wants that contract, he's going to have to take down innings. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, but it's kind of like the Saquon conversation we were having, where it's like when you get in there, it's hard to pull these guys and when they're pitching well, because the bullpen also, they're light in the bullpen, so sometimes you have to extend these starters.
Well, I hope it's a dead arm thing where you put them on the IL for 10 days, have him miss a start or two, and then he comes back.
Yeah.
But, like, we said the same thing with Ranger last year. We're hoping it was a dead arm thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And look how that worked out.
He never recovered.
Yep.
You know?
Now, the nice part is, or not, a nice part is maybe not the right term to use, but he, if they wanted to, and if they are worried about concern, I mean, his stuff out of the bullpen would be pretty electric. Like, if they have all these guys coming up and they have good depth and Nola comes back and looks like Nola, you know, Hugh brought it up.
I was going to say, guess who suggested Lizardo in the bullpen?
Now, he suggested it before the Brewers start when he's had a 2.1 ERA.
Right is right.
No, he's right, but he also jinxed him. He also 100% jinxed him, so you can take that to Bucky's. But Lizardo out of the bullpen, if he keeps pitching like this, and they need another lefty out there, he would be disgusting for the left side.
And every time we talk about the starters, it all is dependent on Nola coming back. Like, Nola's got to come back and look decent. Or all this stuff is putting guys in the bullpen. All this stuff is moot.
Sure. Right. Well, and Painter has to come up and be effective.
Yeah.
And Abel has to continue to pitch the way that he has pitched.
I don't think Abel's a factor once Nola's back.
Yeah, I would right? I would agree. And I think he could be, again, he could be a bullpen piece after the trade deadline if he's still here. And they don't need a starter. So the Lizardo thing is certainly concerning. Speaking of dicey.
By the way, with Lizardo, I'm just expecting
the worst.
Him to miss the next,
there we go.
Next start. No, I'm just expecting let's sit him down for a start and let
him collect
himself.
They have been doing
himself.
That this year. They have. Yeah. They've been doing it.
Knowles had the longest ankle sprain in the history of pitching.
Seriously.
Now it's a side issue, so now he's got a side thing. They're gonna find another one.
Yep.
Until that velocity's back at 93. Only five more years.
Yep. Exactly. Only five more years.
Only five more years. But, yeah. Man. Yeah. Lizardo, I'm sure, will.
Was that a six-year deal?
I think it was.
I thought it was a seven-year
I thought it was
deal.
7-162, so last year.
Last year was the first year of it, right?
Yeah, so I think it'll be five after this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Yep. Speaking of things that could get
longer than a bead steal.
Always bringing it back.
Yeah, well.
Hey, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
So speaking of things that could get dicey, we got a bullpen game tonight.
Oh,
after,
God.
After,
who's the first guy?
So Joe Ross.
Okay, Joe Ross.
Yeah, but he's going to give
the
you.
The good thing is the Pirates can't score.
Well, you watch. Tonight is a 7-3 loss, and it's panic time tomorrow.
I am mentally – well, thank God we're off. It's going to be Rob Ellis and Mike Sielski melting down at 10 o'clock. Well, they're facing Bailey Falter, who, for those of you that like playing Phils trivia at home, started game four of the 2022 NLCS for the Phils. Last six starts is a .76 ERA.
And remember OG said he was a hard thrower?
He did. And I said, he throws 90, OG. Again, well, another hard toss and lefty, Bailey Falter.
It's all relative.
I love how Ike remembers that.
Yeah.
Of all the things that have happened on the show, we interviewed Daryl Morey.
I can't remember. Yes.
You'll never forget OG Wade's Bailey Falter throwaway take.
I forgot that Ike forgot we interviewed Daryl Morey. Yep. Like, when are we getting him on the show?
So good. So Alan Rangel was brought up. I know you're excited about that. He's just like a depth arm from the Iron Pigs. They can give him a couple innings if things aren't going well. So they need – tonight's going to be dicey. We know that. It puts a lot of pressure on Suarez and Sanchez in the next two nights. And then whenever Wheeler gets back, I mean, using all these bullpen guys, heading into a Cubs week next week where the Cubs have arguably the best lineup in the National League, man, it is
– By the way, how many kids is Zach Wheeler – like having right now.
This is number four.
No, I mean right this second because like.
Oh, well, Cassidy didn't miss a game.
Yeah. I mean, Wheeler, they put him on paternity 2 days ago and he's not going to pitch all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's back Monday against the Cubs.
Okay.
Monday against the Cubs. Well, I would.
Could use him.
No, I would rather have him Monday against the Cubs than wasting this weekend against the Pirates. I'll say that. Here
we go. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Well.
This is Zach's fourth child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's good.
All you had to do was be there when the baby was born. Come on back to work. So nothing else for you to do.
So we'll see. We'll see. And then I guess last.
And that's a message for you when you get to your fourth one. There's no more paternity leave.
Let's just focus on three. Also, Lisa, did you hear that?
We're not your manager. There's nothing wrong with that. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, but it's workplace harassment.
It is.
But yeah, let's work on three before we get into four, right?
Okay, thank you. Bad.
Let's not get that far. And then final thing, Bryce is still not right. I mean, he hit the home run in game one.
It wasn't a super powerful home run. Yeah.
No. And he talked after that game how it still hurts him and he's still swelling. So it was a good home run in game one, but not much after that. Was still working counts fine, but it was a lot of one-arm swings rather than, you know, looking to launch.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A new one. Who's the better draft prospect, Travis Hunter or Ace Bailey? What do we think the response is on that?
I would say, what do you think they're going, Ace Bailey?
They
believe Travis Hunter is the better prospect.
Well, hopefully.
Yes. I would say Travis Hunter.
You want to give me a number?
Let's go 67%.
69.7%.
I was getting worried about my numbers today. I don't think I've been close all day.
You're close on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
No, that was Travis Hunter, though?
Yeah, Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter. Okay. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
First off, can I give a shout-out to our boy Justin? Justin, good for you. Don't take any lip from that cast Iron Hipsman's bike. Good for you.
Shut up, Chris.
I thought we were talking about OG Wade's producer, Justin.
Yeah, no.
A lot of Justins running around here.
Too many Justins.
Morgenstein,
Durazio,
whatever little Justin's last name is.
Yep. Make me sick.
I keep doing it, Justin.
I will debate you and destroy you.
He will. He All did. Right. He already did.
Do you have like a whole Jolly soundboard back there?
Half my board is Jolly Drops, and I never get to use them outside of overnights. I'm having
Hell
a great
yeah.
time back here.
Yeah,
Hell
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Just make sure everybody, nobody's on speakerphone.
Nah. Look at this. You did this. Not here for that.
What the hell?
Okay. Chris, start talking, or this isn't going to stop.
Right. Yes, please. Let me just get right to it. Let me run through my 1 through 11 here.
No. We're not doing this till next week.
Hold on.
Okay.
But what if he's cooking, though?
Well, let me give you a heads up of a player that there's one player not on my board and one player on my board.
Okay.
I'll give you two that are on there. One is category is two people, and that would be the exciting white. So
that's two people.
On the board. That's two people. They're one category, though. They're exciting white. Moro Ojomo is on the board. With
six sacks last sacks. Year.
You're a moron.
And there'll be a number one quarterback that is not on the top 11. So, but we'll get to that next week.
Okay.
Guys, the Phillies here. What's going on with this? This is just... I blame Hugh for this. I'm glad you mentioned this. He's brought bad juju on this team, and we can't have this happen. I mean, the guy brings this on us, and then he disappears and hides in a bathroom down at Bucky's for a couple hours. Like,
I gotta talk to him about that. I don't know what the hell was going on.
And can he use his power for good? By the way, can he say like offense in baseball is a luxury, and then we have the number one offense?
We do need that
in baseball.
Ike, you better talk to your boy. I don't know if you saw the clip of the bathroom thing that he put out, but it's very disturbing.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he posted a video of him in the bathroom. He's in a stall talking about how this is a good – what did he say, Chris? This is it's a good place to do whatever?
And then he mentioned that that particular door stall doesn't go all the way to the grounds, which means other people out there can hear him while he's videoing this. And then he's like, I'm about to do some damage in here. And I'm like, bro, can you imagine being that?
Imagine Spike, the program director.
With Hugh?
Monitoring.
Hugh would break me. Hugh would break me. As a program director, I love you. I love
you. Of course
as a guy.
He would. I mean, Rod has patience. Spike would not be able to.
Rod's not sure what he's tweeting.
Yeah, no. That's a good point.
So,
yeah.
Guys, I know you don't have much time here, but I did want to bring up one other thing.
Of course.
Great.
Football related.
Yeah.
No. This is football related.
Okay.
The clown coach down in Dallas, man, it is going to be a good year between he and Jerry and the dumb things that will come out of their mouth.
Did he say something?
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a total idiot. They asked him if he's going to win the Super Bowl, and you got to listen to it.
Yeah. All right. I'll listen to it. You got a famous breakup, Chris?
I do have a famous breakup. How about Mr. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston?
That is a big one. Pitt's had a couple of big breakups.
Yeah, that was a big one, though.
Yep.
That was a big one.
Yep.
Everybody liked Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Well, he left her to go to
Angelina Jolie.
Right?
Yep. It's big.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith.
And
Mr.
then
and Mrs. Smith.
Mr.
That was
Mrs.
a terrible
Smith.
Movie.
Yep. Horrible movie.
And then he broke up with her.
Yeah.
And now she's suing him. Or she sued him.
She is?
Right,
she
yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You know, do you ever get the feeling Chris is like, you've been to a comedy show before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the local opener, who sometimes isn't very good. And he says the punchline, and everyone just sort of sits there awkwardly as nobody laughs. Nobody wants to boo him. Because I feel like Chris, when he's on, is like the local opener at a comedy show.
Facts! Facts! Facts!
All right, okay. This has got to stop.
I disagree. Yeah,
I was going to say, all right, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love Chris.
Yeah.
More of a midday show guy.
Yeah, just like, you don't need to do five different bits.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just come in. Give us your point. Give us something funny on the way out. I think I screwed him up.
Yeah.
I think I screwed him up by telling him he couldn't give us his whole top 11 list. So.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Jose, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike.
Yo.
You ready for Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday, September 4th.
Oh, oh, the game, yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, give me at least a date.
You ready?
Yeah, banner night. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Saquon is your savior. I'm going to be honest. Saquon is your savior. Saquon got y'all to the Super Bowl, and y'all should let that man break that record. But Saquon is not going to have the same year like he had last year, and you know it. Because all the running backs that have good years, the second year they don't have the same year that they had. Right or wrong?
You're right. Spike told
us
that.
You know what I'm saying? And he's not getting over 1,200 yards. He's not. He's not getting 1,200 yards. And Hurts a good quarterback, but Hurts is not all that the way y'all think about Hurts. God, Hurts this and that. He's not. He's not because he throw the ball, but he don't throw the ball away like the boy from Cincinnati Bengals. The quarterback for Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. He's not like Joe Burrow that throw that ball.
What is Joe Burrow won?
Joe Burrow ain't won nothing, but he better than Hurts.
What, at what?
No, hey, Jack, hold on for a second.
At what?
Jack. If you put Joe Burrow in that same team that Hurts in, y'all won Super Bowls back to back.
Oh,
y'all
well, guess what? If Jalen Hurts was in the Bengals last year, they probably are in the Super Bowl.
No,
what do you mean?
No, Jack. You're dreaming, Jack. And you know what, Jack?
No.
We are going to get you this year, Jack. Watch and see, Jack. I'm just going to let you with that one.
What are you, a Cowboys fan? Yo, what are you, a rat?
You know I'm a Cowboys fan.
You can smell a rat.
And y'all Eagles fans saying, oh, we going back-to-back to the Super Bowl. This year. Y'all not going back-to-back to no damn Super Bowl.
Brian Schottenheimer stinks.
Y'all was drunk in here this year, and y'all watch and see Thursday. We going to kick that ass. Y'all have a good one.
Wow.
Go Dallas, baby. Go Dallas.
Oh, go Dallas.
There he is.
Go Dallas.
Yeah.
Little chesty.
What?
Cowboys.
You ready for Thursday, Ike?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
You ready for Thursday? What do you mean?
4 months from now?
Yeah, 90 days.
90 days.
Morgan signs on the watch
days. Every day Eagles. 90 days.
Yep.
Yeah. Cowboys.
Yeah, come on. Smell a rat.
George Pickens. They're excited.
George Pickens, plot thickens.
They're excited.
Eagles in five? Is that what Curry does?
If you're a Cowboys fan, I could understand a little bit of excitement this year after the disaster that last year was.
Right.
You know, like, Dak will be there. Everybody's there. You know, they won't. You know what?
There.
I can't believe they won, what, 8 games last year, which is
seven.
A miracle. Se-
without Dak.
7?
Right?
I thought they won 8.
7 or 8.
Oh, okay. 8? I thought they won 8. Whatever it was.
Okay. Yeah.
It felt like a bigger disaster than it was when you look at the record.
Or maybe it was that Zach. I mean, Dak missed 7 games. Maybe that's what it was.
There'll be at least a real team this year.
Maybe.
You know, a real football team. Yeah, last year they weren't a threat at all. This year they'll be a threat.
7-10 last year.
7-10. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the time of the year for Cowboys fans to get excited before they actually start playing and reality sets in. Yeah.
June. Yeah.
Get excited in June and July.
Yeah, of course.
Pump it up. Pump it up.
Oh, by the way, it was Chuck and Mount Airy that said Bailey Falter threw hard from the left side.
Oh, I thought that was OG.
No, it was Chuck.
It was Chuck? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think that the Chuck line of the day was he's been watching AA and AAA baseball.
Yeah, he's been watching. He's been watching. I appreciate it.
Where is he watching this?
I was going to say, is he making the trip up there?
On the internet? Games are on the internet,
the
right?
Oh, yeah, come on, man. You know I have an MLB.
This dude is looking at minor league baseball.
MILB.TV, yes. You kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think Chuck is doing that.
No.
These games are not on TV here, right?
No, unless he lives close enough to Allentown. Those games are on TV, but he...
He lives in Mount Airy.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't think he's grinding the tape on old Crawford?
No, I don't think so. Do you think... If they were to bring up, aside from Painter, if they were to bring up one guy, who do you think it would be, and who would you want them to bring up?
I think Kemp's close.
Otto Kemp is close.
Yes, I think that's the Weston Wilson. If Wilson doesn't turn, now I know he's been great on the mound.
I was going to say we need him in the bullpen.
He's got a 0 ERA.
Yep.
I think they could be close to a Kemp call up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little spark over what's his name over
Crawford?
The center fielder over Crawford.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. The Crawford thing is tough. I mean, it's not as easy as he's hitting 340. It's how he's getting to the 340.
Well, yeah, well, you told me it's 60% ground ball.
63% ground ball rate.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's
now,
bad.
He's fast,
he's
right?
He's really fast.
So that could be
again,
just
might,
how he gets on base.
He might be a unicorn. I don't know. But it's not like he's a
– Vince Coleman.
But he's not like Stephen Kwan from the standpoint of like he strikes out a good amount too. That's the concerning part.
Stephen Kwan.
But again – And his center field defense is a smidge overrated. But at the same time, like you could use a spark. So bring up a 21-year-old who's super fast and like people want to see up here?
Yep.
Not the worst idea in the world.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team this year at the trade deadline? I say yes. Ike says yes. Jack says no. Next question today, give us a famous breakup based on nothing in current events at all. No thing happening in our world today has anything to do with a famous breakup. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book yours at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies in South Philly, as we are every Friday until football season starts. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpetes.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will see who gets the belt in a moment. But big news from the Phillies, Jack.
Yep.
And that the starting lineup just came out and?
No Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper not in the lineup tonight. Like we mentioned a half hour ago or whatever, he didn't look totally right the last couple of games up there. Mentioned that he's still dealing with some injury stuff. So I don't love it.
Well, I mean, like, he shouldn't have come back. I mean, we talked about this during the week. I mean, he makes a habit out of this. He makes a habit out of coming back too soon. I'm not going to fault him for it. But somebody with the organization has to look and know that he's not right. And if the arm isn't right, put him on the IL. Put him on the 10-day IL, which it should have been immediately, because he spent the first 6 days not on the IL, not playing. And then he played 3 games where he wasn't right. And now he's missing another game. And he didn't get the rest he should have gotten for the arm. So I like between he... They have to start managing his career a different way. He's not 25 years old anymore. You know, I just think they have to be careful with him, because all of these little things build up at his age with the amount of baseball he's played. And it's important that he is healthy at the end of the season. And I'm not saying give him a month off. I'm not saying load manage him or anything. I'm just saying you have to be a little careful with a guy his age that's been injured this many times.
Well, you got to be careful when he's injured to not let him just come back.
Like, yes.
And that's the thing that I think happened here is they lost 3 straight to the Brewers.
And they panicked.
And he felt like, I got to get back out there.
Yeah.
Like, the team needs me. But guess what, buddy?
Well, we did.
They do need him. They do need him. But the problem is now he's missing more time.
Yeah.
Whereas
he came back and we got our asses kicked in Toronto.
Well, we won the first one.
Won the middle one.
No, they won the first one.
Won the first one.
Yeah. All while Otto Kemp could have been up here the entire time.
Well, no.
Lifting the offense.
I mean, that's...
I'm serious.
You could have been using it using the roster spot on a player that could have helped a little bit.
I know.
And given him the rest. And now I hope I don't pretend to know anything about the injury, but I hope they didn't set him back, or he didn't set himself back playing these 3 games, because it's an injury to his forearm. He's swinging a baseball the entire time, you know. I don't know. I just like...
Well, the fact that...
He's got to be more careful.
Did he break anything?
But that's the fear, is like... I just don't believe that he got hit by a pitch, and that's all. Like, I think that pitch might have hurt something in his arm. Like, it's not just he got hit by a pitch last Tuesday.
Yeah, it shouldn't still be bothering him.
Unless it hit him the wrong
Unless
way.
Unless it hit him in a worse...
Or it did some damage.
Damage.
That's the fear. Yeah. That's the fear.
Yeah.
And that's what we might be dealing with.
Well, they did the x-ray, right? And it was negative.
It was negative.
They didn't do an MRI, though.
All we've heard is the first
right,
X-ray.
Right, the X-ray, yeah.
I'm sure they probably did in the times he's off, but who knows?
Well, they certainly should be doing it now if it's still bothering him.
Yeah. There's no way he's just getting a rest day
a
Friday in Pittsburgh.
No. After losing two in a row.
Yeah.
No. That's concerning.
Yeah.
Really concerning.
Yeah. Well, dude, that's a bummer.
Damn.
Come on, man. The Alvarado thing, Bryce injury, losing, they're 1-6 in their last... 7 or whatever.
Not feeling good right now. I think I should have stayed off the bandwagon.
But they got hot right after that, too.
Yeah, they did. And they I was did. Feeling good.
Yeah, you're like, nailed it.
Ike, get off the bandwagon.
The
right? Yeah, I'm like, do I need to get off?
So, Thompson's talking.
I'm close.
Yeah. So, Thompson said that he's out tonight due to a lingering wrist issue that he's been playing through for a while.
Oh, come on.
No, stop.
He had the wrist injury last year, so I guess it's not the same thing as the...
Come on, man. Honestly, even more.
We got Nola with a sprained ankle for 3 weeks now.
The longest sprained ankle in the history of pitching.
But by the way.
By the way, with that, he was fine enough to let him go out there and die with the sprained ankle.
Chest, the next start.
Come on.
And by the way, even if it is the wrist thing, that speaks to the bigger point of the guy's got a lot of nagging stuff. And the last thing you need is another nagging thing. I thought after 2 days when they realized that he wasn't healing up quickly, they could have put him on the 10-day IL retroactive to when he got hurt and just let him heal up and bring that. Maybe that's when you bring Otto Kemp in here. I don't know. I hope he didn't do any extra damage to it.
For
playing,
sure.
You know?
For sure.
All right. Well, now from bad news to good news.
Huge news.
Every Friday at 4:30, we decide who has the belt here at WIP. Now, the person who has the belt is the person sometimes the strongest take. Maybe you had a great week. It has to be a WIP employee. And the belt was awarded to Al Morgani last week after his takedown of Broads.
Yep. Ended Broads' career.
Ended Broads' career. Minute with Morgani became the hottest segment on WIP. Now, unsurprisingly, Al, who's not known to be motivated, did not keep the belt.
Not even close, now, actually. I don't know what he's done.
Now we got to find out who does have the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
No, no, no. Let this one play, guys. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. All right. Ike.
Yes, sir.
We have a changing of hands.
Love it.
With the belt.
Wow. Are we finally giving it to Justin D'Orazio for all these jolly drops?
No, we are not.
What? That would be correct.
No, that would be wrong. There was somebody at WIP who stepped up this week, who lit, a fire was lit, and here's what we heard.
So, Jack, your statement.
Yeah, so, all right, this has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike, I've been lashing out in the meetings, frankly, I've been down. My name has been drugged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household, you know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station, and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like,
I don't care anymore.
And guess what? First pitch up and in. I'm going to stuff this little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself.
Yes.
He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yes. Bad haircut.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamp.
Call
which is saying
a
lot.
That's okay. You're on the road.
Like, all I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care.
There it is.
Wow.
The holder of the belt is Jack Fritz.
After a weak moment early in the week.
Yeah.
Definitely a weak moment.
Yep.
We bounced back in a strong way.
Give you credit.
Yeah, listen, I got some wind behind my sails right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first time Jack has ever gotten the belt. Yep. Now, you had it.
Will be the last time.
When we had it as a show.
As a show.
Right.
Which we should just give it to ourselves every week.
But sole possession of the belt.
Yes.
Jack, your thoughts.
First off, I'm honored the committee. I appreciate all the work that has been put in in determining this. I was disappointed, frankly, if I wasn't going to get it.
I mean, you were shooting for
it. Yeah, like it kind of felt like a belt moment.
I like shooting for the belt. Yeah. I want people to shoot for
it. It felt a little belty when I was belting it out.
Yep.
Nailed it. Yep. But it's a huge honor. I look forward to keeping hold of the belt. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But I look forward to destroying the camera. And again, like I said earlier, I don't even want outfielders.
Wow.
Don't want them, don't need them.
There you go.
Don't want them, don't need them.
You're going to walk them five times, but at least you're going to have your pride.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Probably yeah,
see-through human.
Yeah.
Yep. Sickly looking.
He is sickly looking.
Yeah, he's very sickly looking.
And is that a new haircut?
I don't know what that is.
It's pretty bad.
It's really bad. It's like the new Gen Z TikTok haircut where it's like straightforward and like kind of to this. It's all, I don't know why they do
it. It's really bad.
It's a really bad look.
Yeah.
But he's 46.
He's got a little fade going on the sides, but it's like just flat on top.
Yeah.
It's almost a little Mo looking like from Three Stooges.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Actually,
it's like Pete Rose.
It looks like a bad wig.
Yes.
It's just like a mop.
Yep.
Just a mop on top.
See-through human. 215-592.
I didn't really know what I so someone, a lot of people messaged me about it.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I really felt like Ike when Ike blacks out.
Yeah.
And you know, doesn't even know what he's saying.
Yeah.
I was so enraged that day.
Yeah.
That I don't really remember what I said.
That was good.
Oh. It was a great moment. One of your best moments, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't have many.
Not many.
No.
Not many memorable ones for sure.
No. No.
Just happy to be here.
Standing ovation and that. Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Standing ovations.
Well, and the AJ moment.
And the AJ moment. And the Eagles chance of the Phillies games.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
That was a big moment.
Yep.
We got a couple.
AJ moment was brought up today on the golf course.
Fantastic. Great. Do you have a story about it, or was that just it?
Somebody just brought it up and said that was one of the funnier moments.
Oh, it's hilarious. No, it was such a good time.
Dude, we got it. When we are at training camp this year, Lake, and we got to talk to AJ, and your first question's got to be what his relationship is like with Kevin Petullo.
Yep.
If he's talked to Kevin Petullo yet.
Do you think he remembers that?
Yes.
Vaguely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, listen, he's called one radio station. He's made one call since he's been here 3 years.
Yeah. Yep. He probably remembers
He remembers it.
Do you think he remembers Buzz?
Maybe FaceTiming him.
He does not remember Buzz.
No. I would say we need to bring a picture of Buzz.
Yeah,
and just blame it on Buzz. Do you remember this man?
Do you remember this man? Well, man's a strong word.
Person.
Yeah, little boy.
By the way, you know he dutied in his pants on the bus once.
Yeah,
tell him that. Tell AJ that too.
You know, and then yeah, I would like to have a. If we could, here's my hope. If we could talk to AJ, right?
Yep.
Just have like a, that was funny, right, kind of moment?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, hey, that was
good.
Yeah, we're good, right?
Yeah, we're all good.
I said multiple times I wouldn't trade you this year.
Yeah, he has said a few times.
That was a grown-up moment.
That
for
the
him.
Media is doing their job, and
yes.
he's doing
but that
his
was
job.
After that conversation.
Yeah, that
was afterwards. But you're right, though. He has part grown of it. From that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
He's not fighting with the media anymore.
No, he gets it. I just would love to have a sit down. Like,
we're all good now, right?
I tell you this, he's learned to ignore us.
Yeah, he has.
It's not like he's jumping at everything WIP puts out.
Yeah. No,
and he's not a. Faking that his account got hacked.
Right. Yeah, he's not doing that.
Yep.
He's actually been pretty good on social media
like, you
this offseason.
You know what, AJ? I think you're right. The passing could be better.
Yeah. AJ, you agree with that, right?
What he realizes, you all agree with him.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of sense. I never seen you happier with him when Tanner McKee was in there.
After we'll get AJ on the show every week.
Yeah.
He'll be a regular.
Oh, dude, his Twitter's funny now. He tweeted over the weekend, like, you ever want to just go driving at a, like for nothing? He was basically like, I just want to drive and not know where
that.
I'm going.
Yeah, I've taken a drive at night before.
You ever just like drive and decide to only make right turns and see where you end up?
No. Speaking of driving, this weekend, if it's time to get a new Hyundai, head over to Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale's waiting for you. The cars are. And if he's not waiting for you at the moment, his staff at Colonial is waiting for you. Over 200 brand new Hyundais ready to go in stock. Now is the time. Now is the time. Just whatever friggin' Hyundai you want, whether you want one of those new EVs, the Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, maybe a Tucson SUV, maybe the Palisade. Other Hyundai dealerships not going to have you Palisade. Colonial is going to get you a Palisade. They're going to, whatever your issue is, whether it's the car that you need, whether it's your crappy trade-in, whether it's your budget, whether it's financing, Colonial is going to take the stress out of it, make it fast, easy, and better, and get you from point A, which is not having the brand new Hyundai, to point B, which is having the brand new Hyundai. Great trade incentives right now, the best financing in the business, no matter what your credit is, get you rates as low as 0%. Again, in and out of no time because they respect you and they respect your time. No hassle, no wait. Don't wait. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Steven Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Spike, Ike, and Fritz. Happy Friday.
Oh, what up, Steve?
Spike's name first. Interesting.
Yeah, it should be Ike's name first. Thank you.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Ike, anyways, Spike, it all sounds the same.
Yeah. Yep.
I was calling in because Jack... I've never aligned with this mentality, man. Why do you not want to win the World Series? I'm just one of those guys who I want to push all the chips in. I feel like it's like you're at the store and something costs $1.50 and you got $1.50 in your back pocket and you're like, I'll just save it. Like, I would overpay.
Well, no, I always spend
to go
it.
Go get
yeah.
what we need. Sorry?
No, I said like I would always spend it in that scenario. I'm not very good with my money. I like spending money.
Okay, but then why with the Phils right now? I mean, do you really think that, I mean, I know we have a good farm system, but in 5 years, this team is going to have the same kind of window they have right now?
Well, I would rather have that window than not have that window.
But you're acting like you can't do both.
Well, you're acting like you can't do both.
No, I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying trade all your prospects. I'm saying you can't be too precious with all of them.
I'm and not, I haven't said it. I'm not being precious with all of them. I'm just not trading the top five guys. I think you can make an Estevez type move, an Austin Hayes type move, except you've got to get those guys
those
right.
Those moves didn't make them better last year.
But they could have.
But they didn't.
But they could have.
But like, they didn't. If
I know
they had
they
got
didn't.
One of the better relievers, maybe they would have gotten better.
Maybe. Maybe. I hear you. I just don't like. Sometimes you got to look at the team and see what the right bet is and to consistently double down on this same team.
They haven't doubled down. They didn't double down during the trade deadline last year or the trade deadline the year before. They never doubled down. That's
like
my
gonna,
issue. Sorry, go
it's
ahead,
It's
going
to make me sick if they gave this humongous contract to Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, brought in Castellanos, brought in Schwarber, and this is all just for for one World Series appearance and the NLCS appearance. I just think you do everything you can. If we were a smaller club, I can understand the idea with the farm system. But the Phillies will go out and spend another 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to spend where they've spent the last two seasons, like with the $300-some million payroll. I think they want to reduce it a little bit, and then they can go spend money on better players, hopefully.
I guess, but if you think they're not going to spend money down the line, I feel like that'd be even more of a reason to push all the chips in right now.
Well, no, I think they're going to spend the money down the line, but I think they want to get – I think they feel like their payroll's inflated right now with a lot of bad contracts, and they want to hopefully get the money down a little bit. Listen, I understand the argument to go for it. I don't want to give up the top 5 to 6 guys for
no, it's six.
For,
it was five a minute
but,
ago.
But Abel's been dominant. So
there
Abel's
you go. For
Abel's
two starts.
Yeah. Abel changing the plans. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta look at the eye, but yeah. I mean that's what it is. I'll find a bullpen guy. I'll find an outfielder type, but I'm not giving up the future for this team.
Steve, in 3 years, we're gonna be watching Aiden Miller hitting .262 with 13 home runs. Like
he'll only be 23 at that point.
Yeah, great. And
we could be really.
Yeah, no, I'm sure of it.
He's predicted this.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. And we're gonna go. We didn't capitalize on a window of a team that actually had a chance. So we could watch this guy make 2 All-Star games in 15 years.
That ain't
well,
bad.
Also, not just we have 5 chips like that. It's not like we have to trade all of them or anything. But
I know that's
I
my
just
point.
Feel like
yeah.
one dude plus Ranger or one dude plus a I don't know like utility bat for a yeah. really good arm. I mean, I don't really know how trades work honestly with trading prospects. I'm not the biggest baseball guy, but I just can't see not letting one or two of them go for a player that can improve your roster right now.
I agree with you, Steve. Next question today, you got a famous breakup?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Reggie White and the Birds.
Okay. That is
an
incredibly famous breakup.
Yeah, it took Reggie White off the Eagles Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, according to Elliot.
That's why he's remembered around the league as a Packer.
Now, Elliot finally broke on the Mike Schmidt thing. He's never going to break on the Reggie White thing.
He's got a better.
I can see in his eye.
It's a better case.
He does have a better
case with Reggie versus
Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt. Yeah, I agree.
Who only played for the Phillies.
Yeah, he only played for the Phillies.
Yeah.
And is arguably the best ever at his position.
Yes, yeah. And the best Philly ever.
And then he took Carlton off.
Right, like a loser.
Yeah.
And he just says, well, it's my Mount Rushmore, I guess.
Sure.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue.
Elliot. 215-592-9494. Bill in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
Billy.
So, first off, I need to say for this Joe DeCamera sporting outfit, as a graduate of Norwood and the Prep, if he doesn't win, I want him to cash in his, like, just send back his diploma. Because if he's the pride of St. Joe's Prep, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, listen, he's not
St. Joe's, and didn't he go somewhere else?
Well, he went St. Joe's and Penn Charter, and depending on the day, he claims both, which is not allowed. He can't claim both high schools. That's ridiculous.
No, I just heard of the teaser, the pride of St. Joe's Prep, and I sort of rolled my eyes. So
yeah. I would say St. Joe's Prep is not proud of that one.
Yeah, I don't ever see them bragging about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any banners in the gym celebrating any possible victory. I'll just put it that way. I want to talk about the Phillies and their sort of overabundance of starting pitching. Back in 2008, I remember when Brett Myers, he was sent down to the minors, and he sort of came back and was lights out, both on the mound and at the plate, even though that's not an issue anymore. I was wondering what the possibility are, depending when Nola comes back, or with Lizardo now not really pitching that well. Do you think there's any chance of any of those guys being sent down to the minors to sort of maybe find themselves?
Well, Nola would have to agree to it. So Myers had to agree to go to the minor leagues, and like that takes a different kind of person, I guess. I mean, he would have to agree to it. I don't like Lizardo. I don't think you have to worry about that right now. I mean, it's been 2 bad starts. I think they would just IL him more than send him down to the minor leagues. Nola, I would be like, he's not going to Lehigh Valley to work on some things, I don't think. The bigger question is about those guys in the bullpen. Like, Nola, I don't think it really helps him out of the bullpen. I think he's going to be in the rotation. But Lizardo,
right.
Maybe Sanchez. I mean, Sanchez out of the bullpen could be interesting. Abel, if he continues to go. I mean, one of those starters is going to be in the bullpen at some point.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to be curious to see, since we have so much season to go, who's might get the short end of the stick, for lack of a better term, especially with Ranger in a contract here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and Ranger, if all those guys are pitching well, could be an option to trade at the deadline to add elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Bill, do you have a next question? Do you have a famous breakup?
The Beatles.
Oh, that's a big one.
There you go.
That's a big one. You a Paul guy or a John guy?
I'm a Paul guy.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I guess I'm more of a
I'm a John guy.
In my younger days, I was a McCartney's man.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older,
you become a Lennon.
More
guy.
Of a Lennon guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Paul wrote the hits.
He's a pop writer.
Yeah, yeah. Great
I'm a Paul
song.
Guy.
You're Paul guy?
A song with Michael. Yes.
Oh, yes, he did.
Say.
Yep.
What you want.
And it must not have been great because I've never heard of Say.
You never heard it?
Oh, come on. It was all over MTV.
Oh, man. The 80s.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching MTV in the 80s. I'm saying if it was like a big song, you would think that Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney coming together on a song, I would have heard of it.
It's a big song.
It was definitely not a big song.
It was a big song. Not everything happened during your lifetime.
No, you idiot. Like, I know all the Beatles songs. I know all the 70s songs. I know most of the 80s songs. Like, I've never heard of Say with Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
How many plays on YouTube does
I'll
it have?
Look it up.
I bet it's got 10 million.
That's not even that impressive.
Of course it is.
10 million?
100 million?
116 million.
Oh, is that it? Only 116 million?
There's no... sounds like a Twitter question. I know old
What's
songs.
What's the Twitter question?
Have you ever heard a song, Say, by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You are impossible.
I've heard of it.
I'm not... Don't turn me into Elliot on this. I know music. There's no way that many people know Say.
It's only three Say's, you moron. All right.
Say.
The top 5 at 5 is next if we don't take it from you. What is?
I have the belt.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
For now,
yeah.
I'm gonna be a million takes next week just to get the belt from you. What's coming up in the top 5 at 5, Jack?
Oh man, it's an anniversary of a great moment in Philadelphia sports today. I think it's time to properly rank the 5 coolest singular plays in Philadelphia since 2000.
There it is. Of your lifetime. There it is.
Since 2000.
There it is.
I always make the mistake of saying of all time.
Yep.
Yes, since
of
2000.
Your lifetime.
So, yes. All right. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.